Dan Telvach of Investigative Post has been reporting extensively on the region's water quality and the realities that continue to impact that quality. Like many observers, Telvach was taken aback by recent comments from Senator Charles Schumer, who warned of potential funding cuts to a portion of the Clean Water Act, money that could be used to combat one of the region's most glaring problems, sewer overflows. It's time for Press Pass. Joining us from the Investigative Post, Dan Telvach. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How serious is this problem?
Very serious. I mean, it's probably one of the chief causes for water quality problems in all of our lakes, rivers, streams. From May 2013 to June 2015, there were roughly 2,700 reports of sanitary sewer overflows in the state, excluding New York City.
This is raw sewage getting into the waterways.
Yeah, this is raw sewage getting into the waterways mixed with, you know, some dirty storm water as
gotcha.
Well. 58% of those reports came from Erie County alone. You can see this with your own eyes. Just go to Skajakota Creek.
Right.
You know, you can see this with your own eyes. And it's pretty disgusting. And so it's just been a very slow process to fix these problems, even though this Clean Water Act has been in effect for decades.
What's interesting about it, not only we're looking at a cut, but it almost sounds like, especially as you mentioned, in these older cities, not just Buffalo or Niagara Falls, but across the Northeast and probably portions of the Midwest, that it almost seems like the funding needs to be increased.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, it's Buffalo. So Erie County and Niagara County, those two counties alone, the needs are about $2 billion. That's B with a billion.
Whoa.
$2 billion. So statewide, it's over $30 billion. You know, just look at our beaches. Woodlawn Beach is a perfect example.
Closes all the time.
All the time. You want to know why it closes? Sewer overflows. The good thing is that Erie County finally is starting a project that will help clean up Woodlawn Beach from the sewer overflows. But it took so long. There was so much bureaucracy to go through to get the money. It took so long to get that project launched. It takes long enough time just to engineer it. But that project is getting underway. And so we should see an improvement, hopefully, at Woodlawn Beach. But you know what? That beach should have never opened. It should have never been opened because it closes so much. They had to have known that there were sewer overflow problems. I mean, you're not supposed to open a beach when you know that it has a serious bacteria source problem.
And yet, I don't know if you've been to that beach during the summertime, but it's become a huge recreational site for Western New York.
Yeah, it's very popular. I mean, I love water. I love to swim. And I would not go swimming in Woodlawn Beach any day. I don't care if it's open or not. I would not go swimming there. I know too much, you know, it's a beautiful place to be. But the fact of the matter is the beach is dirty. And this is a big reason why they did not open Gallagher Beach. You know, my reporting showed that Gallagher Beach, not only was it near Superfund sites, but it had a bacterial problem. I found a huge stormwater drain just across the way, just next to, you know, Gallagher Beach, that is releasing dirty water into Lake Erie. It's bacteria. It's dirty. And it's probably one of the sources that is causing the high bacterial counts that they found over at Gallagher Beach. Gallagher Beach is not opening because it is dirty. And, I mean, Woodlawn is as dirty.
Dan Telvach, Investigative Post, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.